Chapter 16. Gathering Again. Ocarina, Doc, and I landed in front of my domo. Thanks to Ocarina's skills, we touched ground in a smooth landing, still tied together. Dreamflyer was there and helped untie the vines. Flower Sun stepped out of Dreamflyer's pack. She looked different without her beautiful petals around her head, but a shiny smile lit up her face. As for the pack, most of the patches were missing, but it held together.
"Is everyone all right?"
Car asked.
"Doc, are you okay?"
She and Dobro came quickly out the domo to his side.
"Sure I am. Thanks to Ocarina and Bongo. Only a bend on my wing."
"Here are your glasses, Doc. A bit twisted."
Ocarina frowned.
"Your notebook still looks okay."
She closed his pack and handed it to him.
"As long as my notebook is okay. Our notebook."
He winked at her as he put on his twisted, cracked glasses.
"Let's go inside, warm up, and have some tea,"
Car said.
"We have lots to talk about."
A gray layer of dust coated her gold goggles that pushed up into her pink hair. All of us nodded and stepped inside. My domo looked so different. Piles of stuff sat in the middle of the room. Hard to imagine all those old books and objects fit in two wood chests now pushed against the straw walls. My domo smelled different. Whiffs from old books and thick dust filled the air.
"Take a seat, guys."
Car pointed to a circle of pillows on the floor.
"I'll bring the tea."
We all sat down.
"Blazes, Turb," Dobro said after a long whistle. "You turned green. Well, nice color anyway. You won't believe what me and Car found in those chests."
His blue hair was covered in dust. "More than dust," I laughed. Car began passing out cups of hot tea.
"So, you speak Silva, Flower Sun? Wish I did,"
Ocarina said. She sat next to Flower Sun.
"Doc and I copied as much as we could from Elderroot's bark."
"So, Doc, when was the last time you had an adventure like this?"
Dreamflyer said and put his arm around Doc.
"When I think of what's ahead, probably never."
Doc tried to straighten his glasses tilted on his nose.
"These glasses could use a cleaning. Lost my handkerchief in the deep woods."
Car sat down on the last pillow.
"Let's share a bit about our day. Just a bit. I know we're all tired. Doc, you should stay here tonight. Your wing needs a rest. There's an extra bed. Is that okay, Bongo?"
"For sure. Gran has lots of blankets," I said. "Everyone can stay the night. We can make beds on the floor." I didn't want to be alone. I didn't think anyone else did either. Dobro whistled.
"I'm in."
A chorus of me too followed.
"Okay, then,"
Car agreed.
"Let's go once around the circle. Each of us can share something. Tomorrow, we'll share more. Lots of Silva to translate, books to go through, and making sense of all this stuff."
She pointed to the piles in the middle of the room.
"I'll start,"
Ocarina said.
"I found some Silva symbols in Amber's diary. I thought they'd be useful for meeting Elderroot. When I went to the library, Doc had already left for the deep woods. I had seen his map, so it didn't take long to find him. And then the storm started blowing hard, but we kept going."
"I'll go next,"
Doc said.
"Perhaps it was not such a good idea to keep going in such a storm. After we found Elderroot, we drew some silver symbols on the ground in front of his trunk. His great roots moved the ground, and the symbols disappeared under the dirt. New symbols appeared on his bark. Ocarina copied them. It's all here in this notebook."
He held it up.
"My turn, okay?"
Dreamflyer started.
"Bongo and I found Elderroot, but Doc and Ocarina had already left. We beat against the wind to find them. The storm got worse, and we got separated. And then I saw this blue glow coming from the trees, forming a path. I followed it and found Bongo with Doc and Ocarina.
Well, I had the most exciting time.
Flower Sun's eyes blinked one at a time.
Dreamflyer, Bongo and I stopped a few times so I could speak with trees. What an honor to meet Elder Root. He will help us, and the trees have already helped.
Her long leaf felt the top of her head.
Need to grow some new petals.
Yes, yes, the trees, I blurted out. They got us out of the deep woods and that burning storm. My stone connected with the trees and with Elder Root. I didn't mention what Elder Root said to me about an elder dragonfly kin appearing in the deep woods with a baby. After a pause, Dobro spoke.
Blazes! I missed that adventure! It took forever looking through all these chests. We have the stuff to build something. I found some drawings, diagrams, really, that will help.
And lucky we have a builder on our team. Dobro, grandson of the master builder who created the Woodlands Library.
Kar said and clapped. The rest of us clapped.
Let's all get some sleep for now. We have a full day tomorrow.
Doc took Gran's room. Kar, Flower Sun, and Ocarina took my bedroom. Dobro, Dreamflyer, and I made beds on the floor between chests. My domo felt different. I wasn't alone. It felt good. Dreamflyer knelt next to me.
Bongo, I'm here. I might be able to meet you in your dream tonight. It happened once before. You didn't see me. Remember when you asked me how I knew about your dreams? I was there once, and I saw the monster sparks.
He went on.
If we have a chance to go through the portal tonight, we can try. But don't do it alone. Wait for me. We shouldn't stay long. Look for me in your dream flight. One more thing, Bongo. Before you go to sleep, memorize exactly where you are now between these chests. Look, there's a chest. Your green pack is next to this other chest. Picture all this when you need to leave the dream, so you return right here. Be extra careful and alert. See you soon.
I nodded. Time to dream fly.